guaranteed true story. So I get in the other Friday, and my agent has emailed us saying, McDonald's are after, they're doing a football campaign in the World Cup, need you for voiceover. Any problems with McDonald's? I've got a problem with McDonald's, I don't eat the McDonald's, there you go. So I said, no, just have an appointment at Microphone, I've been Wednesday next week. Good, TV ad as well, so they, you know, come to $8,000-$9,000, time to think, wet, there we go, that's lovely, lovely, book another hotel room. and so that, and so it went away, and I thought, where's that gone? So in the middle of the week, and it was only at the end of the week, I figured out, so I rang back, I said, what happened to that McDonald's thing? I thought that was a definite. He went, were you on the radio show the other week saying about people in Argos? I said, yeah, the people in Argos. I was just saying, you know, you go in there and you've got the dregs of the earth queuing up. I said, and if I wanted the dregs, I'd queue up in McDonald's. Yeah, that's what they heard. Oh, it was that $9,000 ad lib. Yeah, see, if I wanted that, I could queue up in McDonald's. So,
so you've lost the job.
Well, it could be a news story, you know. Man currently promoting McDonald's calls customers dregs. That was pointed out to me as